Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, if you're just getting started, it's 7:36. Today is May 14th. And I hope you had a good Monday. I hope your momentum was going, and I hope it has rolled over into today. I know yesterday, for some reason, I felt just a little bit out of sorts, a little bit off kilter. And I was talking to a friend, and I said, do you have your momentum today? And she said, I don't know. And I said to her, you know what? No matter how I feel, no matter what it looks like, no matter what those voices in my head are saying, I still declare that I have momentum. And I guess I say that to say that some days, well, all days are good. Some are better than others. And it's just the way that you look at it. And I always, always try to look at the glass or my cup this morning half full. I'm having my tea this morning. I switched over from green tea to blueberry tea. So it's very different and very good. But today brings new possibilities. And I am excited for what the day promises and what is possible for today. And I hope that you are as well. And if you're not, there is so much power in not only changing your thought process, but changing what's coming out of your mouth. And I promise you, no matter how you feel, if you feel off kilter, if you feel out of sorts, if you're feeling whatever you're feeling, you can just open up your mouth and you can speak to that thing. And I'm going to tell you, when you open up your mouth, those things that come to attack your mind, your body, your spirit, they just don't have a chance. So if you're getting going this morning and it's going just a little bit slow, I would encourage you to stop and steady yourself. It always, always works. Take about 30 seconds and take a deep, deep breath. Fill your lungs like, and blow it out. And you know what? In those few seconds, you would be amazed at how they will just change the mood, the spirit, the energy. And you may have to do it two or three times and just begin to redirect your mind. Redirect your mind where you expect it to go, where you want it to go, what you are believing for this morning. And so with that said, I hope that your morning is getting off to a really great start. We always like to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. You know they're in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling in to work, getting kids to school, please stay engaged. We're going to ask you every single morning to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are walking to school, kids that are standing at bus stops. Many are unattended, and many kids are walking to school by themselves or in groups. And so it's our responsibilities as drivers to make sure that we're watching out and to make sure that we've given ourselves enough time that we don't have to speed through those school zones. And throughout the Twin Cities, there is construction going on, and we already know that. So that means that we have to allow enough time for that as well. Everybody, it's Tuesday morning. We're off to a great start. It's 7:40. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back with more right after this.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Today is Tuesday, May 14th. It's 7:46, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. We've been telling you that open enrollment is happening now through May. Make sure that if you have Medicaid and if you have LACHIP or had LACHIP, that they're changing. And now you need to be assigned to a group. But not just assigned, you need to choose your group. Amerigroup Real Solutions is the solutions for the best health care, getting the care you need when you need it. And here's how you can connect with Amerigroup Real Solutions. You can phone 1-855-229-6848. Once again, 1-855-229-6848. And as we talk about health care and Real Solutions, this morning as I was looking at various different articles, you know, every single day, we remind you that St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is really taking care of our community. And one of the ways that they are doing that is by offering free mammograms. Well, this morning, I read an article about Angelina Jolie, and she is saying that she has undergone a preventive double mastectomy after being told that she had an 87% risk of breast cancer, along with a 50% risk of ovarian cancer. Now, after reading the article, I understood why she had had the double mastectomy. Her mother died in 2007 at age 56. Yeah, she said that her mother had had a long, long battle with breast cancer. And she says that she had chosen to keep her story private because there are many women who don't know that they might be living under the shadow of cancer. And so she said it is her hope that they will be able to get the gene test that she got that revealed to her that she was a carrier of the gene. And the statistics showed that she would quite likely get breast cancer early, just as her mother did. And so she did undergo a double mastectomy. She did this in April, and she said she did, after the surgery, have implants and reconstructed her breast. But the long story short is this. Every woman is not able necessarily to have the gene test, but many women are. But what we can do and what we know is very, very helpful are mammograms. We can take control of our breast health by touching our breast, by knowing our body once a month, ladies, once a month at least, touching your breasts, both breasts, to make sure that there are no changes, that there are no lumps, that there is nothing that is unusual, that hadn't been there, that maybe has appeared. And understanding your family's history. And so every single day when I literally implore you, and I really try to speak to those women that are living in fear, you know, I know personally women, or I know of women that have never, ever had a mammogram and that are well beyond 40 years old. Now, I know many of us would use the excuse, well, I don't have insurance. Well, this is an opportunity for you if you are uninsured or underinsured. Say you've got insurance, but it may not pay for that wellness visit. Well, this is an opportunity to get it done free. And I know many times, especially if you started out at 40, or if you have a family history and you started out younger having mammograms, and sometimes we just fall off because, let's face it, we're all busy. We're all multitasking. We're all doing a lot of things. And sometimes you just forget. Well, now what I am asking you is, no matter how long it's been, and I was talking to a sister friend that it had been several years since she had had a mammogram. And she said, I am going to be honest. I was very afraid, very concerned about going to have it done. But bit the bullet, had the mammogram, and it turned out fine. But the fact of the matter is that early detection is key. Breast cancer has a wonderful survival rate when it is caught early. And so every single day when I ask you to call this number, 318-487-1122, it is about saving lives. It's about being good to yourself. And you know, every year when we start talking about raising money for breast cancer and being the change that you want to see in your own health and your own body, this is why we grind so hard. This is why we have committed so much of what we do here on Point to raising money, not just money, but raising awareness about breast cancer, about breast health. And so I wanted to share that article with you in hopes that maybe somebody would say, you know what, Carlette, you're talking to me. I hadn't had a mammogram. I don't know why I'm procrastinating. I don't know, but what I do know is that I can phone Diane Kitts at St. Francis Cabrini Women's Hospital at 318-487-1122, and she is going to help to guide you through the process. It's easy. It's painless. Now, is it a little bit uncomfortable? Yes, but I guarantee you that we've done things that are even more uncomfortable than that. And then the last thing that Angelina talked about in the article was the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene. And those are the genes that statistics say are you're more likely to get breast cancer and to get it early if you carry those genes. And you can also talk to your doctor, talk to your practitioner, whomever, and ask them about the gene test, especially if you have a family history. And so it's important that we stay on point with our health. And you know what? Women, we've been talking about it. We are the tone setters. We are the pace setters in our family. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, then guess what? Everything else is going to fall by the wayside. Take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. And make sure that you schedule your mammogram this year. Now, I tell you what, switching gears this morning, we have got a very, very incredible story on Point this morning. And it comes from Essence Magazine. You know, we have a partnership with Essence Magazine. And so whenever we can, we bring amazing articles from the magazine to radio. Stay on Point. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what we're talking about and whom we'll be talking to. It's 7:54, everybody. We're back in a moment.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a Heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. It's 7:59. And before we went to break, I told you that we would be bringing an article from Essence Magazine. So let's get right on point. Sheila Bridges was named America's Best Interior Designer. She's a successful author, the former host of Sheila Bridges Living, and her client list boasts of A-list celebrities like former President Bill Clinton and Sean P. Diddy Combs, the powerful and the wealthy, just to name a few. And she's also one of nearly 5 million Americans suffering with alopecia areata, an autoimmune disorder which causes the body to attack its own hair follicles and suppress or stop hair growth. This morning, we're discussing the article in the June issue of Essence Magazine entitled, I Am Not My Hair. It is an exclusive excerpt from Sheila's forthcoming book, and also her memoir, The Bald Mermaid. Sheila, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
So happy to have you. Sheila, before we talk about all of what has happened, I want to talk about the beginning, how you decided and when you knew that you had the gift to be an interior designer.
Well, I don't know how much of a gift it was. It was actually a long journey, a long road getting there. I was always interested in design. I loved art, and I loved design, and I loved decorating and those sorts of things. And so as I got older, it just became something that I pursued in my free time and then eventually turned into a career. I went back to school and got a design degree, got a job out of the classifieds that was in the New York Times for an administrative assistant working for an architectural firm, and that was my very first exposure really to the design field professionally. And after getting that job, I just felt like something clicked in my life. And it was something that I felt as though I could envision myself doing and doing forever. And that's how I started kind of on that journey. So I went back to school, went to Parsons School of Design, did that at night and on the weekends. And then, you know, sort of pursued it from there.
And so you say that you don't know it, if it was a gift, but obviously it's a gift because you have been hugely successful.
Well, so, thank you. Thank you.
And so, and then you start to grow in that. Let's talk about how it grows, how your business, how your talent grows to the point where you become so successful that you start designing for some of the most famous people in the world.
Well, it was a tremendous amount of work. I really did work around the clock. You know, my personal life, I think, suffered in a lot of ways because I was, like most entrepreneurs, I was extremely passionate about what I was doing. I loved what I was doing, and it didn't really feel like work to me. So I really enjoyed, enjoyed the time that I spent. And you know, whatever we put, you know, effort into, usually we get things back from that. And so because I was putting so much effort into it, you know, I feel as though it really, you know, came back in terms of the success of my business. So my business continued to grow. It never became a large business. I never was interested in having a lot of employees or large in terms of that scale. But in terms of the opportunities that it created for me, I eventually had a television show for 4 seasons called Sheila Bridges Designer Living, which was a cable show about design and decoration. I opened a small retail store, you know, to showcase some of my designs as well as to sell furniture and home furnishings. I just started to grow the business in different ways. I wrote my first design book called Furnishing Forward. That was in, I guess, 2002. So my career was very diverse, but it was all, you know, under the umbrella of design, which is really ultimately what I was most passionate about.
And then so you're living your dream. It couldn't get any better. I mean, you know, on the face of it, things...
No, it's true. That's true.
You know, things are going extremely well.
Yeah.
And then around 2004, something happens. Let's talk about that.
Well, I was supposed to be going to a black tie dinner, and sometimes I had my hairdresser blow my hair out straight for, you know, an event that I was going to, and he said to me, you know, oh, gosh, you have this little tiny circle at the base of your neck, at my hairline, and he sort of spun me around in the chair and you know, showed me a mirror, and I saw I had these two little tiny little dots that were the size of coins, but they were symmetrical right at the base of my neck. So I didn't know what it was. I thought, well, gosh, this is sort of strange. And he wasn't sure what it was. Anyway, make a long story short, I made an appointment, you know, immediately to go to the dermatologist.
So let me stop you right there, Sheila. When he saw those symmetrical circles as you described and you looked at them, were you immediately concerned? And for those people that may not have seen you or don't know who you are right off the top, it's important to note you had beautiful spiral curly hair, lots of hair.
I did have lots of lots of hair. So my hair was very distinctive, not only because of its color, and that it was sort of a light brown with a lot of sort of blonde highlights. So that was my natural colored hair. I had never colored my hair before. But it was very, very thick and curly. And, you know, that was sort of, I think, like most women, it was part of kind of my signature style. But they were very small. But I was someone who had always had very sensitive skin. I had eczema when I was a child. I was allergic to certain laundry detergents, so my skin was prone to sort of break out in like rashes and things like that.
So this was something like you're saying, okay,
yeah,
well,
so
you know.
I thought, wow, maybe I did something, or I don't know, that I pulled it out or something I was wearing. I couldn't really figure out what exactly it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a dermatologist, and, you know, over the years since I had been a child, had, you know, seen a dermatologist whenever things would crop up. So I'm the kind of person that is very, you know, aware of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And if something it seems, you know, off,
right.
I usually go, you know, I make an appointment to see someone. So I went to my dermatologist, and literally within 10 seconds, he, you know, he looked at it and he immediately said, oh, it's alopecia areata.
He immediately said it?
Immediately. I immediately, like within literally 5 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And I kept thinking, okay, you have only spent a second touching my scalp. How could you know what this is? And, you know, after sitting in the waiting room for a long time, I guess I wanted more for my money, you know, more of
right.
a thorough exam. But
right.
those are very, very common signs, is that sometimes it does start out with very symmetrical, very small patches of baldness, that there was no hair in those areas. But to make a very, very long and complicated story short, which people can read about in the book, eventually, my hair really, the pace in which the hair started to fall out just accelerated. For a while, I was able to hide it because my hair was very, very thick. And so,
well, let me stop you right there, Sheila. Before,
yeah, sure.
So after you get the diagnosis, alopecia areata, do you ask the doctor, what in the world is that?
Yeah.
Or do you have some idea what alopecia is?
Well, I had never heard of it before. I was not familiar with it, had not heard of it. He gave me some pamphlets to read about it. You know, he explained that it was very, very common. And I think that the biggest thing that's important for people to understand about alopecia is that it is not life-threatening in any way.
Mm-hmm.
It is life-altering, which we can certainly discuss later, but it is not life-threatening.
Okay.
So I think as a physician, you know, the first thing you want your patient to know is that, you know, you're okay, that, you know, this isn't going to cause any other problems, you know, for you, other than the fact that it has to do, you know, superficially with the hair on
right.
your body.
Now, so does he tell you at that point, though, Sheila, after he tells you that it's alopecia areata, and which nearly 5 million Americans
right.
are
yep.
going through this. Does he tell you that chances are you're going to lose your hair?
No, not at all. He says it's very unlikely. And he also said that, you know, it was very, you know, I caught it very quickly. I mean, it was within a week of when, you know, I sort of lost the hair. And so, you know, we agreed to treat it aggressively, and that meant cortisone injections.
Mm.
Shots
to the head?
Shots to the head, which were quite painful, actually. But I was interested in just, you know, taking care of, like anything else
right.
in my life. Something would crop up, I would take care of it efficiently, and I just wanted to kind of get back to my life. So, you know, while I was there, we did these injections, and they're basically a steroid. They sort of force your hair follicle to grow hair.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't certainly cure the problem. You would have to go back, or I had to go back, I don't remember what it was, maybe once a month for those injections. So, you know, I started with that. He also gave me some topical sort of steroid creams, some things similar to like Rogaine, or I don't remember
sure.
what they were, but, you know, but to sort of add with it. So I felt as though, okay, we've got this covered.
Right.
You know, I went to the doctor right away, was very responsible about it. And, you know, we're going to do these steroids, injections, and also some creams. And so, it worked for a little while. But what would happen is, you know, so the hair would grow in the places where it was had fallen out.
Mm-hmm.
But then another spot would appear somewhere else. Like there might be one behind my ear. And then there was one kind of at the crown of my head. And my hair was thick enough that
you could cover
it. I could do my own version of sort of a comb over, but my hair was curly. So, you know, so I hid it. And, you know, sort of everyone I told, I think friends, family, you know, person I was dating at the time. I mean, I think no one really took it seriously because they just felt as though, you know, you have so much hair. You've
right.
always had so much hair. You know, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Somehow, for me, I didn't necessarily believe that because I felt, you know, just sort of
powerless
by it, almost stalked by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while. I don't remember what the time frame was, but at some point it started to significantly fall out.
Let's do this, Sheila. Let's take a quick break here.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
But when we come back, we're going to have more of Sheila Bridges' story out of Essence Magazine. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than two decades. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. McDonald's of Alexandria and Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary and his team. Get the best channels, the best packages, and the best prices. 318-767-2220. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're joined by Sheila Bridges. She is an interior designer. She's a successful author, and she is the host of her own television show, Sheila Bridges Living. And this morning, we're talking about an excerpt from Essence Magazine in June, where she has written about I Am Not My Hair. And we're talking about her journey through alopecia areata. And before we went to the break, Sheila, we were talking about, you know, getting there and understanding that, I guess, losing your hair is going to be imminent. And so that happens. And so how do you end up dealing with the fact that, okay, this is what it is. This is the cards that I've been dealt. Where do I go from here?
Well, I think after I started losing hair in a way that I couldn't hide it any longer, I made a decision soon after that, actually, to shave my head. I think, you know, a lot of times when things happen to us that we have absolutely no control over, and this was something that I had no control over, mm-hmm. for me, I felt like I needed to figure out a way to take control back, to have some sort of control over a situation that I really felt as though I had no control over. So for me, that was to pick up a razor and to shave my head. And for me, that actually gave me power back, because I could no longer stress about my hair falling out if I didn't have any hair.
Wow.
So, and it was, I realize, it more so in retrospect now, that it was, you know, it was a pretty bold thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you think about it, Sheila, before you pick up the razor?
I thought about it, I mean, quite a bit, but I think, like most women, I was afraid to do it, but I, you know, I felt as though I looked worse, you know, with bald patches, mm-hmm. you know, sort of here and there cropping up. It was just such a stressful situation that I felt as though it was the process of going bald mm-hmm. was actually harder than being bald.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I didn't like the idea that my hair was in charge of my life, that mm. everything I thought about, everything I did, suddenly was about hair. And when I had hair, I was not sort of a hair person in the sense that, you know, I didn't spend a lot of time at a hairdresser. I didn't really do a whole lot to my hair. I just, you know, it was one of those things I sort of took for granted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My hair was, you know, annoying like everyone else's, and some days it looked good and other days it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just not someone who was overly hair-focused and, mm-hmm. and never had been. But suddenly I was consumed by thinking about my hair. You know, every time I would, you know, comb it or style it, you know, I'd see more strands in my hand, you know, how many are falling out today. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, go places and look at other people's hair and think, wow, her hair looks so healthy and so thick and mm-hmm. mine is so brittle. And what made it very, very complicated and sort of amplified the situation is that I was in the fourth season of taping my television show at the time. And, you know, for purposes of continuity in television, mm-hmm. you know, you have to look the same. We tape different segments, and then the producer or editors put it all together. So I may be in one day taping four different episodes that are not going to run at the same time. Mm-hmm. So what happens now that, right. you know, in we've taped some portion of the show and I had hair, and then another portion of the show and I don't have hair.
Right.
So I had to, my hairdresser started making sort of, you know, hair pieces or toupees, and I had to wear a wig, and it was just something that I didn't really feel comfortable with. I knew that I had to do it professionally because I had a television contract and mm-hmm. we needed to get these shows done, but at the end of the day, every time I took that wig off, it made me feel worse about the situation, because for me, it created a sense of shame that I was hiding something that everybody wanted, you know, I could just sort of, you know, put a wig on it and just that it would go away mm-hmm. To everybody else, you know, sort of visually. And
were dealing with it internally.
But I was dealing with it, you know, when everybody else would leave and the cameras would stop rolling and mm-hmm. you know, my hairstylist and makeup artist and everybody went home. You know, I was left to have to deal with myself and with what I saw in the mirror. And I guess for me, part of the healing process began because I felt as though, you know, at the end of the day, whether you have alopecia or another, you know, autoimmune condition or something else that, or whatever, you just have thin hair. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to be comfortable with who I saw in the mirror and without, you know, a hairpiece or without a wig, because it was not a natural extension of my body. And just on a spiritual level for me, it bothered me because it was not part of me. It was not mm-hmm. A wig was not sort of God-given to my body. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt as though if I could figure out how to look in the mirror and be okay with who I saw without a wig, without hair, then I knew that I would be okay and that it would go a long way in starting the healing process for me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, again, at the end of the day, you know, the wig has to come off. You know, people don't right. sleep with, you know, you don't sleep with a wig. Or maybe you do. I don't know. But I certainly
right.
didn't want to.
Right.
It's for me, it became the issue of inner beauty, mm-hmm. which is something we don't talk a lot about because, you know, in our society, there's so much pressure, you know, about youth and about beauty. And we live in a world that's, you know, that's very, very, you know, superficial mm-hmm. and, you know, very, very, you know, hair focused. But for me, if I looked around, you know, there was no one who looked like me. And so that was a challenge. I mean, like right now, you know, according to People magazine, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Right.
And that's not to say that, you know, she isn't. I'm sure there's many people who think that she is, but for people who look like me, what does
meaning,
that say about...
Meaning women who are bald?
Color, women who have short hair, women who are, you know, mm-hmm. You know, who don't look like Gwyneth Paltrow, you
right.
know, you can interpret that however you like. You know, what does that say about me? What does that say about my beauty, mm-hmm. Because I don't look anything like Gwyneth Paltrow, nor did I when I had hair, and I couldn't even if I tried. And mm-hmm. I think as women, it's important to realize that when we continually look outside of ourselves for validation, mm-hmm. rarely do we find it, or at least for me, I rarely find it. And so what it does, it creates... we start to try to aspire to things or standards of beauty
that we can never reach.
We can never achieve. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we're going to fail. And ultimately, when you fail, you feel terrible about yourself.
Absolutely.
Or at least I do.
Absolutely.
So that's how emotionally how that process worked for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that it would work for everyone else, but I had to do what was necessary for me to feel okay. And it was to tell myself those things. It didn't mean that it made it that much easier initially to walk out of the house, but it did eventually. And part of the reason I wrote that chapter, which, you know, I felt honored that Essence featured in the magazine, and the chapter was called Miss Universe, was about that those feelings, that the raw emotions and feelings that I felt when I first shaved my head, and how hard it was, and the grief that I felt, and just being holed up in my, you know, beautiful home, which, mm-hmm. you know, people have seen in lots of magazines, and how incredibly humiliating and depressing, you know, that process was.
Let's do this, Sheila. Let's take another quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about the whole self and how we really find the inner beauty that lies within each of us. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, what an incredible conversation. We're talking to Sheila Bridges. The article in Essence Magazine, it's the June issue, is called I Am Not My Hair. It's an excerpt, an exclusive excerpt from her book, The Bald Mermaid. And we were just talking about the journey through self-acceptance and what that means. And I want to talk about after you get there, after you've gone through the grieving process, and you've come to acceptance, how you find your beautiful and best self?
Well, I think it's a process. I think it's a process that, you know, I continue to work at, and I think for all women. you know, for me, I had to redefine what I felt beauty was. Because
what had you felt that beauty was before you lost your hair?
Well, I think, you know, I think for me, beauty was more superficial. I don't think I thought so much about inner beauty, or certainly not as much as I do now. But I think it was, you know, kind of more of what was accepted in the media and what's constantly reinforced, you know, about what it is, you know, to be beautiful, you know, sort of physically.
And you know what? I think we're all guilty of that.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a world that we are constantly reminded about how important it is to be youthful and to be, you know, and to be beautiful. I mean, that's, you know, what we see in the media constantly.
And then you came out, so to speak, with your baldness in a very bold way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I had to redefine beauty or what it meant to be beautiful for myself. It didn't really have anything to do with anyone else because it was about my healing and about my journey. But you know, I felt as though, you know, beauty should transcend hair. And so it should also transcend hairlessness, you know. You know, for me, it became about feeling comfortable in my own skin and having the courage to be myself. That, to me, is inner beauty. Inner beauty is about having compassion. It's about having strength. It's about having humility. And those are things that I think, you know, that I live my life in a pretty authentic way. And I think those are things that I try in my daily life, you know, to show or to stay kind of on that path.
And so as you're on that path and you've come out totally bald, how do you deal with the constant probably questions of people saying, oh, poor you, are you going through chemotherapy? Do you have breast cancer?
It's extremely difficult. And as I said, it really is a process. It's something I continually have to work on. I think one of the hardest parts of this journey and my decision to shave my head has been about the assumptions about my health or the assumptions about my life and the expectations that other people have. It is always, you know, disturbing for me when I'm caught off guard and someone says something about, oh, did you just finish a round of chemotherapy or something about radiation? And, you know, people launch into, you know, their own personal stories about, you know, that they had, you know, are a cancer survivor or their mother or whatever it is. And what I have learned to do, and that really was through therapy, was to is to stop people before they start to unload, you know, all of this sort of emotional baggage that really has nothing to do with me. What I recognize is that I am a trigger for other people's fears, other people's insecurities about hair. And I really, it doesn't have anything, it's not personal, and I've learned to not take it personally because it really isn't me. It's just someone sees me, they see a bald head, and that represents something to them. It really has nothing to do with me.
Wow,
so
that's powerful. That's powerful,
Sheila. Is actually, and it took me a long time to learn how to do this, but I usually stop people and say, you're about to make a wrong assumption about me.
Wow.
So you should stop. And usually people will sort of
is that uncomfortable?
And they will stop. And it is often uncomfortable. I mean, I don't always do that. It depends on the circumstances. Sometimes it's a social situation. You know, I could be at a dinner party and a guest sitting next to me might get into a conversation about it. So it really depends. But when it is a stranger and I feel like they're encroaching on my personal space, I have to speak up for myself and say something because otherwise what I used to do when it first happened to me was that I would internalize it. I took it really personally and it just made it harder. So
did you feel like the need to tell people before they started telling you, listen, I have alopecia, that's why I don't have hair?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes it comes up in a very comfortable and natural way, and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, I don't – what's tricky about this condition, and I don't – for some reason, I always refer to alopecia now more as a condition rather than a disease.
Sure.
And again, because I feel like it's not life-threatening, it's life-altering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, just putting it in that perspective helps me to, you know, to sort of to deal with it, because there are a lot of other things that I could have or have been diagnosed with, which were far worse than losing my hair.
Absolutely.
And so I do try to speak up about it, because otherwise it potentially becomes intrusive, and it's a hard thing to do, but I'm getting better at it.
Sure.
So
let me ask you about the title of the book, The Bald Mermaid. That is a bold title.
Well, I think, you know, as a child, I was always fascinated with water and all things aquatic. I sort of just was fascinated by mermaids, by seahorses. I thought I might want to be a marine biologist when I grew up. But it was really a play on the idea of what mermaids are. I think when we think about mermaids are, for most of us as women, it conjures up the idea of this, you know, beautiful, mysterious, sort of sexy siren of the sea. And they have this gorgeous, long, flowing hair. So the idea was to make people think about that contradiction. You know, who's ever heard of a bald mermaid? You know, our ideas about beauty were formed when we were very, very young.
Absolutely.
And as children, as we grow older, as young women, and it's reinforced constantly. So, you know, is it possible to be a mermaid, you know, if you are bald? So for me, it was...
It was the antithesis of what we really
of what we think of as being a mermaid. And for me, again, that has a lot to do with me redefining, you know, beauty.
And I think it's something that we all need to think about. And I ask you, before we've got to let you go, I ask you, was this cathartic for you, writing the book, being so open and talking about it?
It was cathartic. I think it was helpful to write the book and put those feelings, you know, on paper. I've always been intensely private, so to reveal so much about my life and about my family, and particularly about one of the darkest and most difficult chapters of my life, you know, I hoped would actually help other women or other people that may be going through something similar. You know, it doesn't even have to be alopecia. It could be any of the struggles that any of us have. But, you know, having the, you know, trusting in your own strength to get you through, you know, life's challenges.
Did you have any idea that you were and are as strong as you are?
I thought I was pretty strong, but I didn't know this had to, you know, I had to summon new levels of strength for this. So I think in general, people would have probably described me, you know, my family, my friends would have said, oh, Sheila's a strong person. But again, this was, I had to, you know, reach to new depths to summon strength, you know, in this process. So no, I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Absolutely. So Sheila, give people your website and let them know how they can get the book, when it's coming out.
Okay,
The Bald Mermaid.
So my website is SheilaBridges.com. It's just my name, SheilaBridges.com. And The Bald Mermaid is available for pre-order on Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com. The book should be, it's being printed as we speak. So hopefully sometime in June, the book, you know, will be available for purchase, or actually for delivery. It's available for purchase now, but hopefully people will be able to get their book sometime in June.
Absolutely. And we want to encourage people also to pick up the June issue of Essence Magazine with Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry on the cover. The article is I'm Not My Hair. Sheila Bridges joining us all the way from Harlem, New York. Her book is The Bald Mermaid, a memoir. Sheila, we want to thank you so much for being so open and so honest and so wonderful, spending the very best part of your morning with us
here. Thank you, Carlette. This was great.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we're back with more right after this.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with an additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, May 14th. It's 8:53. And this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services for your home and your business. And now is the time. It's swarm season. It's termite season. Critters are coming out from everywhere. Make sure that you're protected. Get your free consultation by phoning 318-448-4000, 318-448-4000, also Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Pineville, the heart of Louisiana Credit Union dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop of Cheneyville. You're traveling north or south, they're in the heart of Cheneyville. Also Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for four generations,
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. As we're wrapping up this morning's show, we were talking to Sheila Bridges, and she has an exclusive excerpt in the June issue of Essence magazine from her new memoir that's coming out, The Bald Mermaid. And the article is entitled, I Am Not My Hair. And as our team goes through the press releases that we get from Essence, we choose various articles that we might want to present to you. And I know personally, as I read the article, it really gave me pause. And yesterday, we were talking about Mother's Day, and we were talking about gratitude, or I was talking about gratitude. And what the article made me feel was a deeper sense of gratitude for just being grateful for where you are, what you have, and understanding really what beauty is. Beauty is what lies within, regardless to what others define for us as beauty. It's finding our own self-worth, our own self-love, and our own self-authenticity. And I want to leave you with this quote from Coco Chanel. She says, clothing choices are rarely neutral, and our inner secrets can be read in our choices. Coco Chanel once said, if a woman is badly dressed, it's the dress we'll notice. But if she is impeccably dressed, it's the woman herself we'll notice. And let me just say that being the best self that you can be is really what makes you beautiful. Not your hair, not your weave, not the clothes, not the right outfit. It's that inner self-love that emanates and that really, really attracts people to you. I hope that you guys will pick up Essence Magazine. You can also go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, and you can view Sheila's story there. You can also connect with Team OPT at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302, or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. You know, every single morning is a new morning for us. A new morning filled with possibility. The possibility of what can be. And I hope that you're going in this morning with a world filled with possibilities for yourself. As always, we want to thank you for spending what we consider the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. And God loves you even more than that. And it could never have been more true than with this conversation. We must love ourselves. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on a Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5, and don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.